This is David Wheaton. The following is a TCW short take, a bite-sized highlight from the Christian Worldview radio program. You can hear the full program at thechristianworldview.org. How are Christians' minds being changed when this issue is so clear, as you've been talking about in Scripture, Andrew?
There's two answers. One is not so comfortable, and one is maybe a little bit more of a, we can flesh it out. The first one is this. Apostasy is real, and some of the people that you've mentioned, I believe, are false professors and unregenerate believers. So I would put in that category many, many people in the last 5 to 10 years who have either deconstructed their faith or who've changed their views on sodomy and transgenderism. I don't think that as many of these people as say they are confused believers. I think they are unregenerate false professors who have taken on the veneer of Christianity, and yet when the opportunity to apostatize or when the reality of either life getting difficult or the costliness of obedience presents itself, like Jesus talks about in the parable of the sower, then their true face is out there for all to see. I know a lot of people don't like that answer. I know that that's uncomfortable, but this is something that's been the case for 2,000 years. This is why the Apostle John would write, they left us, they went out from among us, because they were never one of us. Even Judas deceived the 12, and they thought everything was okay up until the moment of his suicide. The Apostle Paul was convinced that Demas was a brother until he abandoned him. And then Paul writes in 2 Timothy that Demas has allowed the love of the world to dissuade him, and he's turned from the faith. So people who we think are so solid, so Christian, are not. And apostasy is real. And I would say that it's much more rampant than we think. I would include in that unregenerate clergy. It's probably a much higher percentage than we think, and in churches as well. I can't obviously put a number on any of these things, but we see people, the bad fruit is evidence of the dead tree. So that's the first answer. They're not all Christians who are confused. But what about the Christians who are? What about the Christians who are not able to discern this as clearly? Well, unfortunately, this is what happens when the church, one, disengages entirely from cultural involvement, two, abandons the teaching of God's word in an expository verse by verse in the text kind of way, and three, when the church decides to sidestep difficult doctrinal societal issues and says, well, that's, you know, that's none of that in the pulpit. Here is the result. The result is believers who do not have a robust biblical foundation for sexuality. They do not have a thoroughly Christian worldview. They don't have a creational cosmology. They're just taking whatever Christian self-help sugar is offered to them. And so they're confused. And when they see evangelical organizations like the Gospel Coalition or the Revoice Conference with people who appear to be knowledgeable, godly people pushing these agendas, these people who are otherwise immature and juvenile in their faith have no choice but to really believe them. They haven't been taught to think for themselves, to rightly divide the word of truth. So it's bad teaching, and it's probably, again, if it's unregenerate clergy that are driving it, they're not going to be fed well. I do grieve for those believers, even the last couple of years, believers who were forbidden from going to church, who didn't know what to do. They didn't know how to respond. I mean, they couldn't even see, you know, you need to leave your church. If they're going to shut the doors for 9 months, they're not a church. Get out, leave. They couldn't even make that decision. It's unfortunate that you do have believers who, again, they're still on milk, and they have not been discipled well. And then you have parents who are so, whether they're uninvolved in a meaningful way in their children's lives, or they don't actually see what's going on. You know, I've been to a couple drag story hour protests in Canada. I've been involved in a number of rallies and events. And when you chat with parents and help them understand what's actually going on, like what's really happening, a lot of these parents are actually quite shocked. They think, well, I thought they were just in there reading a story. And when you actually unpack, no, this is what's going on here. Parents are like, whoa, this is really, this is what's happening in the broader world. a lot of them, they really don't know, because, and part of it's their fault, because they haven't been involved and engaged the way they should have. And their pastors, who probably shouldn't be pastors, aren't helping their people navigate cultural, societal issues as well. They're just saying, here's 5 steps to a better prayer life. Here's 7 steps to a happy marriage. They're just giving them cake on Sunday. These parents are unequipped and ill-equipped. It's tough to know the hearts of individuals, but it's a lot of the church has not been doing its job. And it's a lot of apostasy, that is much more rampant than we think. And heaven will look much different than we think it will, in terms of who is it that will be there because of love for the risen Christ and union with him in faith, and those who just profess faith for a season. I think a lot of people will be in for quite a surprise.
This has been a short take from the Christian Worldview radio program. To hear the full program and connect with this nonprofit radio ministry, go to thechristianworldview.org. I'm David Wheaton.